a baby.
Yeah, that's
baby.
Right.
So while we still
it's
have
a new job coming up here,
Beth, while we still have you, if you wouldn't mind doing the ID.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the Israel-Hamas war, where Israeli soldiers are once again scouring the largest hospital in Gaza City. They took CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab inside.
These special forces led the raid on the Al-Shifa hospital complex and have been searching it since Wednesday. And this is what they found. A tunnel they say is proof Hamas fighters used the hospital as a command center. We were then taken inside a small one-story building where we were shown a collection of grenades, rifles, and ammunition apparently taken from a vehicle also found on the hospital's grounds.
Israel says the bodies of a 19-year-old Israeli soldier and a 65-year-old woman were found in a building nearby. Despite dire conditions in Gaza, there may be aid deliveries, none of them across the border with Egypt today. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Communications have been down in Gaza because of a lack of fuel, and that creates problems for aid convoys.
It is simply outrageous that humanitarian agencies are reduced to begging for fuel.
The UN's Juliet Tuma. Many aid groups say they're not able to provide for the Palestinian people any longer.
A mistrial in the case of a former Louisville, Kentucky police officer charged in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankison was accused of violating her civil rights when he fired 10 shots. Taylor family attorney Lonita Baker.
You know, a mistrial is not an acquittal, and so we live another day to fight for justice for Breonna, and that's what she's going to continue to do, is fight for justice for Breonna Taylor.
It should be just a few more days of inconvenience for drivers in Los Angeles who've had to find alternate routes around the 10 freeway since last Saturday. Governor Gavin Newsom.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open 5 lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
That's weeks earlier than planned. Investigators say a support bridge under the highway was set on fire intentionally. Two world leaders are planning to meet on the sidelines of an economic summit in San Francisco today. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
President Biden and President Obrador will discuss the migration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the president also plans to discuss the fentanyl problem. The Drug Enforcement Administration says Mexico and China are the primary sources for fentanyl trafficked into the U.S.
South Korea is ending longtime controversy over an ancient custom. The ruling party police chief says they'll ban eating dog meat amid growing awareness there of animal rights. The agriculture minister says the government will provide the maximum support possible for dog meat producers forced to close down. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Congress has a chance to pass a bipartisan budget now that a federal government shutdown has been averted again, although she says she's disappointed that aid for Ukraine and Israel was taken out.
I hope that as soon as we return to session the week after next, that we can immediately take up the emergency funding for humanitarian relief and for Ukraine and for Israel.
The stopgap bill would keep the government funded until early February. Changes may be coming to the way people reserve camping spots at Wisconsin state parks. Senator Howard Markline wants to create a new 2-week window for Wisconsin residents to book campgrounds. After that, registration would be first come, first served. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Ruby's Pantry is tomorrow, Saturday, November 18th, in Wisconsin Rapids. The online prepay bundles are sold out, but there's still lots of cash pay bundles available the day of, and there's no limit. When they're gone, they're gone. Each bundle is a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. Ruby's Pantry is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on November 18th at Pitch Elementary School. Mid-State Technical College will have an event at the end of the month for those interested in transferring to Mid-State. The Taco Bout Transferring event will be November 29th from 4 to 7 on the Stevens Point campus. They also announced 5 scholarships of $1,000 each will be awarded and applied to tuition for the spring semester. To be eligible, you must be transferring from an accredited post-secondary college or university within the last 2 semesters. The deadline to apply is Friday, December 1st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 42 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 26 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. Some good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. We're talking popular baby names and all that. But right now, Seth, Melissa, and I are welcoming in our friend Mike Clemens. Let's talk sports with Mike Clemens right now. How you doing, sir?
Mike used to be a popular name. Not so much anymore.
I don't know. Is Mike more popular than Pat? Let's go ahead and start right here, if you don't mind, Mr. Clemens. You were covering the Brewers press conference when Pat Murphy was introduced as their new manager recently.
Yeah, when it happened yesterday. And I want to just add a little more backstory, because last week we talked about the Craig Council shocking move to the Chicago Cubs. And Council had his press conference earlier in the week, and he said he was asked toward the end of it, when things kind of loosened up, you know, how long have you been thinking about this? And maybe you needed to move on from Milwaukee. He said, really, it started about 2 years ago.
Wow. Very interesting.
What happened 2 years ago? Oh, yeah, Hader. Josh Hader.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just see this situation where he's in Milwaukee for those 9 years. Mark Antanasio's on the team for 20. He bought it for $225 million. It's now worth $1.4 billion. And when you see Tom Ricketts buy the team in Chicago in 2009, and what's the first thing he does? Starts buying all the properties around it, upsetting people, but, you know, making it Wrigleyville and as a revenue stream for the team, the next thing is they start building the roster, and they get Theo Epstein to see the light and leave Boston and come to Chicago. Then they hire Joe Madden, and they win a World Series in 2016. And Madden and Epstein don't quite get along when it comes to the sabermetrics and the analytics and stuff. But now, you know, they're rebuilding that roster again. And Craig just feels like, after a while, it's like, I can only go so far here.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I'm in the and you know, an owner's going to say, well, we're in the smallest market. We have no salary cap in baseball. And that's true. Except, you know, Mark Murphy saw what Ricketts was doing. He starts Titletown. The Cowboys start the Star. Mm-hmm. And there are these outside revenue streams for the teams that, you know, build your coffers, make you have great facilities that attract free agents, and make you a better team. And you see those winning ways with those teams. And Council and, you know, David Stearns before that had tremendous success to at least get to the playoffs as many times as they did. Stearns said that when Council talked to him, they had the owners, the managers' meetings in Scottsdale. He said, yeah, we talked to Craig, but he goes, I hope we're still friends, because we didn't talk much. He just wasn't even there. And the day after free agency began on November 1st, Jed Hoyer, president of Cubs, calls Craig. They meet that day. And Craig just saw, boy, the plans that they've got, I look at. So Craig gets moved 90 minutes away. He gets to be the highest paid manager in baseball. And he just thinks he's going to have, you know, more weapons, more arsenal to get him to the top and to a World Series. So then Pat Murphy. You know, if you're around the clubhouse the last several years, Pat's a quiet guy. He's the bench coach. And, you know, he doesn't want to do anything to get in the way of Craig Council. That's our spokesperson over there. You hear that he's a good guy. The guys love him. He's a support guy. Maybe kind of a good cop, bad cop situation. Mm-hmm. I even asked this yesterday. I got to go one-on-one with Matt Arnold. Smart guy. Good guy, too. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I always thought Murph was sort of the glue guy of the clubhouse. So how does he become, you know, manager? He says, I think you're spot on. He said, and there over there is Ricky Weeks. So then you get into the press conference. And we're getting into the questions. And so, like, one of the beat guys is there every day says, so, Murph, you know, where do you see this Brewers team now? You know, what kind of a season do you think you're going to have kind of next year? And there's a pause. He goes, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
People start to giggle because they know Murph. And so the guy says, well, how about that? You like this? And he turns to Mike Vassell, the PR director, and says, hey, Mike, how am I doing so far? Everybody bursts out laughing. And you go, oh, my God, this guy is euchre.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he would walk into you, James, and say, where'd you get those shoes?
Yeah.
And, you know, and
yeah.
pepper you.
Yeah.
But he sharpens your wit. He gets you on your toes. And at the same time, he's giving you a wink in the eye, like, you know, we're okay, but let's be on our toes here. And so at the end of the day, he says, here's how I coach. Love and then discipline. Love and then discipline. And I tell you what, I'm kind of excited by that. I think that might be something. And certainly they needed a bridge from council and, you know, the changes they're going to have in that roster.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring on Ricky Weeks, who's also been, I've seen him around the facility. I didn't realize how much he was into player development for the Brewers.
Yeah.
And that means he's been, you know, at 41, the experienced veteran infielder. When they bring up a kid from Nashville, it's Ricky Weeks that says, okay, here's where you get a place to live. Here's where you go to the bank. Here's where you do this, right? And here's what the major league life is like. That's not a bad setup.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Even though maybe the Brewers have kind of been exposed and what they need to do, you know, they need their own title town or brewer town or something
yes.
like that
yes.
to compete with the big leagues. That's the transition you're going to have right now.
I'm happy for Pat Murphy. He deserves this and has earned it. And I think that there's some excitement in that, especially the way that he will manage in his managing style. I think with the dust settling, though, too, Mike, are you hearing from Brewer fans? Because one of the things that I am noticing that this job was so attractive and that it is with a rival and that he would take it, that's how much he was looking for a new opportunity, looking for a better opportunity, that he would take this job, that's how rough things were in Milwaukee or how frustrated he was in Milwaukee with the lack of, you know, opening up the checkbook, that he would actually go to a rival of all teams. He would go to this team, that's how bad things were, that there's some, hopefully a call to action, like you said, to not only bring in free agents, which is not always easy to do, but whether it's through trades or free agency, or at the very least, building up that area and making the Brewers, like you said, with the Cubs and what they've done in Dallas and that kind of thing.
What we've learned in the last 2 weeks is never sit down and play poker with Craig Counsell.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. Not even David Stearns. That's what's, you know, almost kind of admirable. Like, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know something? I always thought Craig was very upfront, and if he wasn't going to tell you that he wasn't, but I never heard him told to fudge a lie or anything like that. But when he was asked in a 38-minute press conference at Wrigley on Monday, you know, yeah, weren't you aware of how people, he said, you know, I had no clue how upset Milwaukee people would be. That I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, man.
Yeah.
That seems
yeah.
a bit, yeah.
That was a little bit of a stretch. Yeah, yeah.
There was a time where he lived in the Chicago area as a young player, and he talked about listening to sports radio and all that. And so he's always had that, like, man, it would be cool to be a coach in a market like this, in a big
yeah.
market where
yeah.
you're in the paper every day and then the sports yeah. talk station. So he's seeking that glamour, and he's seeking those resources where he thinks. And again, it just seems like if you win in Chicago, it's more appreciated than except for Boston and any other team
yeah.
in the major league.
Yeah, yeah. The Packers host the Chargers Sunday at noon. But Mike, I want to rewind for a second. What happened in Pittsburgh losing 23-19 on the final play of the game to the Steelers?
I thought as I watched that game, and I really focused on number 10, he's getting better. I mean, everything he does in terms of first down, second down, reacting, getting rid of the ball a little bit quicker, that kinds of things. And you know, to be sure, he led 2 fourth-quarter drives. Both ended up with picks. But on that, he gets down there to the 16-yard line or something, 3 seconds left. And since they'd, you know, had a point after blocked, that's a whole story in itself. Now he's got to go for it, and Mike Tomlin is a very smart coach. He lines up 7 guys right there on the goal line, and so Love chooses Christian Watson. It's a 50-50 ball. Steelers pick it off, and end of game. Of the 9 interceptions that Jordan Love has thrown this year, 5 of them were balls intended for Christian Watson. All wow. pretty much in the same situation.
Wow.
The guy just can't seem to win 50-50 balls.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we talked about number 11, you know, Jalen Reed out of Michigan State. This kid is great. He's smart. He's NFL ready, you know, as a rookie. And he's the one that caught the big ball from 46 yards down to get him in that position. And I just think that, you know, they have to start figuring out that that's your clutch guy.
Yes.
Maybe not number 9.
That kid runs a route so clean, so smooth. I really like his feet. Like the way he reminds me a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit his feet work of Devontae. A little bit. Devontae Adams always had really, really smart feet, and this kid, Jalen Reed, has got that as well. Mike, we don't want to keep you too long, but I do have to ask because I was a big fan of Mike Holmgren's, and I heard that you got a good story about Mr. Holmgren.
Yeah, you know, in college football, they've been talking about Jim Harbaugh and Michigan and kind of their own spy gate. You know, not every school, not every school that competes, you know, in the Big Ten and all this, has the resources to put out scouts. So the NCAA, you know, years ago said, all right, then we don't really allow scouting in college football because not everybody can afford it. So so then, you know, Michigan's got the evidence of some guy that's actually on the sidelines, you know, stealing signals from the next game.
Connor Stallions.
Yeah.
What a name. What a name.
Right. Duh. Hey. And so now Harbaugh's agreed that, okay, he's going to have to sit out the suspension. All that drama going on in Michigan.
Mm.
In the meantime, Holmgren was on a radio show. A buddy of mine that's in Seattle said, you know, Holmgren did this hit on a radio station in Seattle, and they got to talking about that story. And the guy said, yeah, you know, Jim Harbaugh, Michigan. And Mike, he said, you ever do anything shady as a coach? And Mike gets that grin on his face. He says, okay, one time, I think it was in 97, and it's Monday Night Football, and we're hosting the 49ers. And so they're in town, and Bill Walsh, he was still with the team like as an offensive consultant. He was no longer the head coach. He's sitting there at the bar in Green Bay the night before having a few lemonades. And this pretty woman comes over and says, are you Bill Walsh? And he goes, yes. And she goes, can I get your autograph? And he goes, sure. So they're looking for a piece of paper or something. And he says, oh, right here. So he pulls out of his pocket a sheet of paper and writes out a nice autograph there on the back. And she takes it, thanks him. And she shows it to some of her friends across the bar, and one guy flips it over. It's the first 15 plays.
Oh!
And so one of the guys in that group says, "We gotta get it." He knew Marty Morningwig, one of Mike Holmgren's assistant coaches, later became a head coach of the Lions. So Marty calls Mike back at the team hotel. Hey, Mike, I've got the first 15 plays. Get out of here! No, I'm telling you, he tells him the story. Bill Walsh has autographed it on the back.
Oh, man.
And Holmgren says, I don't know anything about it, and it hangs up on Marty.
Well,
Marty flipped it to Fritz Schirmer, the defensive coordinator, and they beat the 49ers on Monday night. and a few weeks later, a reporter from the Washington Post that had all these Green Bay connections, he hears this story and tracks it down. And then Bill Walsh calls Holmgren and says, Mike, they're killing me in the press, man. You got a cover for me here. So okay, Bill, no problem. And it came up, you know, at another press conference, and he goes, yeah, I just wanted to, that never happened. I mean, that never really happened.
Yeah,
that's just some story from a bar in Green Bay. Come on, right?
Right.
And the guy who got that story that was a reporter for the Washington Post was the guy who's working on a book about Lombardi called When Pride Still Mattered, David Moranis.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, Mike, we appreciate your information. You give us insight that nobody else has, but I could listen to your stories like all day. We could just turn a whole segment just on your stories, man. I always appreciate the time, Mike. Thanks so much. You have a great one. Safe travels this weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Yeah, y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Oh, we're talking sports with Mike Clemens Fridays here. That's a lot of fun.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're talking baby names. We'll see if Mike's on the list. We'll see.
We'll come back. He's coming back.
The morning show here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. Which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 42 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 26 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Perfect. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Black Crowes with Good Friday playing us in.
I'll tell you one thing. If you want to listen to that song and other songs about Friday, tune into Seth Faces the Music on Sunday. It is actually a rebroadcast because the UW Badgers women are going to be playing. And so it'll probably cut off the first, you know, half hour or so. But so that's why I threw it in there. And I just realized this now. And it's leading into like Black Friday. And I didn't even realize it.
How fitting.
It is very fitting. But that was not intentional until I just realized that.
There are no quits.
I know. It's got to be.
Things just happen. We will get some entertainment and we'll touch on our schedule here before we wrap up the show today. Again, a big shout out to Mike Clemens for joining us. Always appreciate the time from him.
Yeah.
Let's talk baby names.
All right.
BabyCenter.com has released its annual report on the top baby names of the year. And here are the five interesting takeaways.
Okay.
The most popular name for girls is Olivia.
Oh, that's a nice name.
It was also number one in 22 and 2021.
I was going to say, it's been popular for a while now. Yeah.
And it has been in the top 10 for 20 years.
Yep.
Really?
Wow.
20 years.
Wow. I don't know if I've met more than one or two Olivias, which seems weird because of how popularity of this.
Yeah, but have you met a lot of them under the age of three?
No.
That's true.
So there you go.
This is a fair point.
Give it 20 years.
This is a very fair point.
Yeah.
Emma is number two this year. And the rest of the top 10, Amelia, Sophia, Charlotte, Ava, Isabel, Mia, Luna, and Evelyn.
There's some really classic names in there. Yeah.
I love all of those names.
I know twins named Olivia and Sophia.
Oh, gosh.
Well, awesome. I don't know them. I know of them.
Yeah.
They're friends of a friend I went to school with as a kid. They're her kids. But they're probably, I wouldn't say 16 now.
I love all those names. And obviously a big sucker for Isabel as that is my youngest
sister. No way.
Yeah. Shocker. The most popular name for boys is James. No, it's not. It's not even
James
on the list.
Didn't make the list.
No, didn't even come close. Not even top 100. Noah.
Ooh. Hmm. Wow. You know, I knew one Noah growing up. And I always thought that was a very uncommon name to throw out there, but apparently it's really gotten popular.
Yeah, no, I know a few that are in like middle school age. Again, kids of friends.
Yeah, of course.
That ends a 4-year streak for Liam being number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Noah didn't come out of nowhere. It's been in the top five for a decade, and Liam just dropped out just to number two. So.
Oh, right. Still around.
Oliver is number three, so you've got like Noah, Liam, and Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Those are good ones. Do you like Oliver?
Is that what
you
mean? Oliver, Olivia, yeah. See a common thing there, yeah.
The rest, Elijah, Mateo, Lucas, Levi, Leo, Ezra, and Luca.
Wow.
A lot of L's.
Luca
a lot of L's.
For a boy.
Yeah. Huh. I'm not sure where some of those are coming from, but I don't mind the changes.
They're pretty classical.
You know, Leo, Lucas, Elijah. I've always liked Elijah.
Well,
I love that name.
We're talking, you know, with the girls' names, you know, those are like, you know,
Victorian classic.
Yeah, old names. We're going back
those
biblical.
Those are biblical classics.
We're going biblical. Ezra. Elijah. I mean,
Noah.
Yeah, those are Levi. Those are Old Testament names.
Getting Old Testament.
Yeah.
There's a trend of names getting shorter, including nicknames. For example, Ellie has overtaken Elizabeth and Eleanor. Josie is preferred over Josephine. And Theo and Leo are more common and then longer versions of Theodore and Leonardo.
Yes. Wow.
I talked to a recent mom not recent, like whatever, when she was trying to decide on her baby name, and I'm like, well, how are you going to make a nickname out of that? She's like, you don't need one. What do you need a nickname for?
This would drive my father absolutely insane.
Well, he just makes him up anyway. That has nothing to do with the names.
It's a fair point, but at the same time, you could tell when he doesn't have anything.
Struggles a little bit with it.
He called like Seth Set or hey, Mr. S.
Seth is a really hard name to get a nickname out of.
I've heard him with names like this where you can't really, like, there was a guy, Tom, that he was a good friends with, and he just called him T. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Mr. T.
If they're shortening the names out of him, I don't know what he does with Leo. I don't know what he does with that. I also have to blame my father because I do this too. I have found that I don't even realize it.
When you're around it so much when you're a kid, second habit there.
Barbie beat Oppenheimer in the box office and in baby names.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's naming their baby Oppenheimer?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Nobody naming themselves Robert?
His name was Robert.
Actually, I have a new cousin named Robert.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. And congratulations to them. Yeah. That's cool. So both aren't popular. If you could, if you count Barbie's full name, Barbara, it's up 994%, but that's still just 1,336 in the list of names.
Yeah, right.
Ken is actually down 846 spots to 2,612.
Wow.
As for Oppenheimer, if you count Robert, that name is down 29 spots to 178. And Catherine, Catherine Oppenheimer, of course, is down 18 spots to 471.
Still not bad, though.
Not too far down the list. Too far down.
The trend of boys' names ending in E-N seems to be fading. That's names like Jaden, Raiden, Caden. Those names are all trending down, but are still in the top 500. But names ending in Ya and are rising for girls. Ones like Sia, Haya, Inya, Aria. All of those names are in the top 500 and trending up.
Huh. Interesting.
Wow.
It's a pretty fascinating list. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
We have another new baby in the family. My boyfriend's cousin, Reagan, is the little girl's name. So he has to call her Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Oh, wow. I just got that.
Oh, good. I'm glad it took you a second.
Yeah, it did.
Because the new mother had no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, what?
It took me a second. It took Seth 2 seconds. And if you listen to that back, I'm going to later, you can hear it dawn on both of us. Yes. Like, it just in real time. You can hear.
Oh, man. You know, I was just looking. I had to look up Seth because it fluctuates.
Yeah.
I think it's like in the 400s now for names, but it reached as high as number 63 in the year 2000.
2000.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow. Hmm. So now 20-year-olds, there's a lot of 20-year-old Seth's walking
running
around. You know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Not that long ago though.
Yeah. It wasn't.
It gained that kind of popularity.
Exactly.
Interesting. It doesn't have the list. I was trying to see the complete list.
Oh,
like
too bad.
I want to see like what 1,085.
10,000. Yeah.
You know. These show up on and everything. So I wonder if I can look up how popular.
Yeah, try that. That's kind of what I did.
Yeah, me too. I know it was the most popular name the year I was born in 82.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
But it's been popular since the 1950s. It reached its peak in the 70s and 80s.
There you go. Hmm. Yep. That tracks, right?
Yeah.
You're right in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything for James, other than James is one of the most common male names in the English-speaking world. In the United States, James is one of five most common given names for male babies for most of the 20th century.
Really? Wow, okay. That makes sense.
Popularity. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is interesting. You can go to behindthename.com.
Yeah, see a graph.
Yeah, that is pretty wicked.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh, I'm diving into this later. Oh, I am going down a rabbit hole. I am going down a rabbit hole of this one later.
In 2001, Melissa was ranked 74.
Oh, top 100. Not bad, not bad.
Oh, it's been in the top 100 then for the most of the beginning of the 2000s.
Well, I'm seeing James getting as high as number 3 in 1969, 1970, number 2 in 1971.
Mm.
And according to this list, it says it's number 4 in 2022. I don't remember that, though.
Right. It said that it re-entered the top 5 in 2016.
Wow.
So that's definitely a cycle name that comes back every...
Well, because it's also a family name.
Yeah, right.
It's a, it's one of those classical names.
From 1940 to 1952, James was the number one boy's name.
Yep.
That's dominance, Holmes. we built a foundation off of that, and we burnt people out. We burnt everybody out of the name.
Well, think of how many Jims. Yeah. From that time period, there are Jims and Jimmies and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I felt like such a jerk the other day. A student was calling my name, but they were calling me Jim. And I didn't even register in my brain. I'm so used to that being my pop or my dad. And I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, geez, I'm sorry. You're talking to me.
The man who makes up nicknames for everybody can't answer to one. Got it.
There's some irony there.
I can taste the irony. We'll come back. We'll talk a little entertainment, talk scheduling, talk some Danny Wright stories, and plenty more on The Morning Show right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flu, COVID, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had their flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While it's legal to purchase marijuana in Michigan, 3 dispensaries were shut down in early November. Those businesses were allowed to open back up on Wednesday. Here's Pete Schwabo with the full story.
The Menominee Circuit Court filed a temporary restraining order November 3rd that closed Higher Love, Loom, and Nirvana and put 70 employees out of work. The city challenged the ruling and asked for clarification. 2 other pot dispensaries were allowed to remain open during that time. The city of 8,000 people has 5 cannabis dispensaries and has seen numerous lawsuits over the issue.
The free Community Connections crafting event at the Nacusa Community Center is tonight. It takes place at 5:30 and has a fall theme. You can meet new people, create a craft, enter to win a basket, and enjoy some snacks at the Nacusa Community Center, Friday, November 17th at 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizzy helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
42 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 26 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show. The ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks, for playing us in. Awfully nice of him. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Just going to touch on a little bit of entertainment news and get into our schedule this weekend. New on your small screen tonight, on Friday on Max, DC Comics Blue Beetle. Didn't do the greatest in the box office, but DC hoping to do a little bit better streaming-wise. On Disney Plus, Dashing Through the Snow, starring Ludacris and Little Rel Howery. Ludacris is a social worker who reluctantly starts to believe in Christmas miracles when he meets a mysterious guy in a red suit who seems to be a Black Santa. It looks awesome.
It looks really good.
To me, it looks really good. I don't know.
Just the curiosity of Ludacris. I mean, that just caught my attention. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that a singer?
Yeah, he is a rapper. Apple Plus TV, Monarch, the Legacy of Monsters, is a follow-up 2014's Godzilla. Kurt Russell is in this one a little bit.
Really? Yeah,
cool to see.
How about? Nice.
On Netflix, the series premiere of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, an anime following up the Scott Pilgrim Saves the World movie.
Oh, wow.
And it stars the original cast. Michael Cera, Chris Evans is in this.
Wasn't Brie Larson in that,
too? Yeah, I don't know if she's in it, but it does say the original cast is back, so.
That's cool.
That is one of those cult movies. Those movies. Yeah. I've never seen the whole thing, but people that have seen it and love it, they enjoy it. So could see something there. And Jason Momoa is hosting Saturday Night Live with Tate McRae as the musical guest.
Wow,
he's really good on that show. He's hosted before and he did a really good job. I enjoy him already, and I really like him in settings like this, in comedic settings.
He seems to have a really good sense of humor and sense of timing. From what I've seen, he seems like he's really good at that.
I don't know many people who are enjoying their career more than Jason Momoa. He seems to really be in the moment. Really enjoying it and really like and being in control of his own career. I'm pretty sure Aquaman's coming out next weekend, I think it is.
It's soon, yeah.
And I believe that this is him wrapping up the character and he's spinning it off into another DC character if all the rumors are true. Bobo, I believe. Mm-hmm. The guy who hunts Superman or something like that. It's a big villain in the DC universe.
Cool.
And he's looking to do that. And it's pretty hard to be able to flip that. Mm-hmm. He's doing it mainly through himself. His agent really didn't do this. He did this. He reached out to James Gunn, and he's kind of doing it.
Well,
and James Gunn agreed with him.
Yeah.
He's got the...
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants.
I get it. I'm not going to disagree with you. I get it. New in on your big screen this weekend, in limited release, Next Goal Wins,
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. Directed this one. It's based on a true story of the American Samoa soccer team as they try to recover from being known as one of the worst teams due to a loss of 31-0 against Australia. Maybe the greatest actor in the world right now, Michael Fassbender, stars as the coach. He's back acting again. You're going to see a lot lot more Michael Fassbender.
That's cool.
Will Arnett, Elizabeth Moss are also in this one. Looks good. It looks like a good movie.
I've seen a few previews of it. It looks like it's a fun little what's the word I'm looking for? Underdog story.
Is
this another Cool Runnings?
Something that's like that.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry, Melissa.
Cool Runnings.
I'm just going to say Cool Runnings. No, I'm just going to say it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm leaving right now.
Melissa needs some time.
She needs a break. She spent way too much
time with me. The Thanksgiving horror movie is out or whatever. Eli Roth directed it.
Because they needed one, apparently, for that holiday. Yeah. Every holiday needs a horror movie, so
The next one will be the Arbor Day one. Patrick Dempsey, Addison Rae star in this one. Trolls Band Together. This is going to be interesting. So this movie, everybody was talking about this one being a big hit. And it's got Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, NSYNC reunion. Everything was lining up for this to be a huge hit. Then Britney Spears released her biography. Mm. And a lot of people have found out a lot more things about Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
And they are scared to death of releasing this movie. They are scared to death of this.
Is this the third troll?
Yeah, the third one.
The second one I've seen. It was good.
I saw the first two because kids movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I was not overly impressed with it. It was, it was fun, but it wasn't like
fun.
Anything. So
nothing mind-blowing.
You do something like this, though, this might kill it. Just like,
This is the definition of why when the 90% of movies, and I'm sure that most of the audience knows this, are filmed like a year or two before they're actually released.
Right.
And during that time, this is what producers keeps them up at night.
Freaks them out.
Something like this happening. This movie was probably finished, I think if I read right, finished about a year ago. Mm. So for the past year, everything's been going great, going smooth. Their promotions are going well. 2 weeks before the movie's released. And this blobs. And credit to Britney Spears. Credit to her for what she's done and what she did, because it cannot be easy to put yourself out there as she has. I can't imagine what it is like as a young woman to be in the situation she was in and then to be as an adult and to share those situations.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
I admire that. Yep. I think that's – and she's out on an island doing it when she does. And the fact that she's gotten the support that she has I think is very impressive, considering how liked and loved Justin Timberlake is. I think it's very interesting and encourage people to read up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty more. There's plenty more meat on the bone as far as Justin Timberlake. Even if you're not paying attention to that, as far as his appropriation, some of the things that he has done in his career.
Haven't heard a lot from him lately.
And for a reason.
Yep.
There's a reason you haven't heard from Justin Timberlake in quite a while.
Yeah.
And the big
choices.
One. Yes. Everything comes back.
Yeah,
everything
you got it.
Comes back to you. And everything comes back to prequels. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, PG-13 is the big one being released today. That's the prequel that takes place 64 years before the original Hunger Games. Rachel Zegler, Tom Blythe are in this one. Also stars Peter Dinklage and Viola Davis.
Wow, good cast.
Yeah.
Pretty good cast. Let me take this turn up here and let's see if I can squeeze more blood
Let's get that. Can I get more blood out of this stone?
Yes.
Can I get more blood out of this?
Oh, man.
Because there was no book.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a completely movie-centric.
And did they have the book author's permission to do that?
That's dicey. Mm. I've heard conflicting reports about that.
That author's characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously there's some kind of something signed for them to make the movies
based
off the books. But to take those characters and create something like a prequel that takes place. That gets questionable for me.
Now, with that one, they're panicking in a different sense. How is this going to do? How is this going to do? Yeah. Oh, please, God, let this be a hit. They've got two other movies lined up.
Peter Dinklage in it. It's going to be a hit.
It should be. I completely agree with you. For one, I think that he is as that star power that will bring people to things.
You're right.
And I don't know if we've ever been able to say that about a dwarf actor before, and I think that's really impressive and really cool nowadays.
That is very cool.
And for those that don't know, that is the term that as he has used in his own interviews everything, little people prefer to be called dwarf. That's the correct term according to him.
What he prefers.
Yep. So that's the reason when I'm talking about him, I use that terminology.
Yes.
And I didn't know that either until I heard him in an interview a couple years ago say that. So I just share it just for that sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
No, and I appreciate that because sometimes you question what's okay, what's not, and what they prefer.
When we were kids, they threw around the word midget all the time. So I think a lot of people thought that that was the correct terminology. Mm-hmm. It is not the preferred.
That's derogatory. Yes,
it is not the preferred terminology. So interesting. Mm-hmm. It's how we all live and grow and learn on these things. Looking at our local entertainment, what we got going on this weekend? Well, tonight, right here at WFHR at 5 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball. It's ball night. tip off at about 6. Pre-game will start at 5. Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Robert Morris, that old rivalry.
Not a bad team, though.
No,
Well, I listened to the coach's show a little bit last night, and Greg Gard said, you know, or Matt LePay said, you know, they kind of picked a tougher schedule for their non-conference games this year.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be more of a challenge.
It's a lot of hoopla, boys.
Oh,
nice. Nicely done. I had to look up where Robert Morris University even is. Pennsylvania.
I was going to say Virginia, but okay, Pennsylvania. There you go.
Both are good guesses. Right coast. If you don't know where something is.
I was thinking James Madison. That's in Virginia. So, yeah.
Tomorrow, Wisconsin Badgers basketball, the fight for a bowl. Wisconsin Badgers hosting Nebraska. Winner, they got to win out to get in this bowl
game.
They do. So we'll see how that one goes, and should be a good one. Then on Sunday at 3:40, Wisconsin women's basketball versus K-State. Lady Badgers playing some good basketball right now. It's going to be a good game. Gosh, that's a good one.
I'm telling you, the ladies' sports in Wisconsin are so much better than the men's sports right now. The volleyball team is one of the top in the country. I mean, come on.
Seth isn't alone in this. Not only do I agree with him, but the America does. The ratings for women's sports in the last 2 years are skyrocketing what men do. And if you don't care about that, that doesn't matter. Advertisers do.
Yeah, that's right.
For the first time since they were putting these college games on TV, women's college basketball games are getting more advertising dollars than men's.
Good.
That's amazing. It's
great to see. It's a wonderful day, and I hope that it turns more people onto women's basketball and women's sports in general, especially volleyball, which is just insane the way that has just skyrocketed and everything. But I've always loved. My aunt Karen got me so into college basketball, and she really got me into women's college basketball. She loved the sport, and watching it through her eyes gave me a chance to really see the art of basketball done. Mm. Nowadays, with these women nowadays, man. It's a different game. They are flying. They are doing things with the ball that few people are. It's just a wonderful time. And the women's ladies Badgers team is one of those teams to watch. We also got some great stuff programming wise. Of course, it kicks off at 6 o'clock with Outdoors with Dan Small right here at WFHR. Check that out. An hour later, you got the Sunshine Polka Show.
Yep.
Arguably the greatest poker show of all, the greatest show of all time.
Yes,
arguably.
Yes. We stand by that statement.
Yes,
we do.
Join Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, for a great hour of polka every Saturday at 7. Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 o'clock. Birthday Girl and her brother, Stephen, our friends at Family Natural Foods, sponsor that segment.
They do.
And 11 to noon, you got Over the Back Fence with my man Seth.
Oh, we got that again, don't we?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. Call up and join the conversation.
Please.
Please call. The only way we keep that show alive is if you call up and join
the show. Last week was good. We had some decent calls last week, but keep them coming, everyone. Yeah. I want more.
Something you want to buy, something you want to sell.
Big ticket items last week.
Yeah.
We had someone wanting to sell like a snowblower, a car, land.
Whoa.
And that was pretty awesome. That was fun. I like the big ticket items. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. Yeah.
Put those on the air. See, you never know who you'll find with listening. Yeah.
Usually every Sunday, you can join us from 6 to 8 for Seth Faces the Music. Seth, we do have an abbreviated version of your show this week, which you mentioned earlier, Fridays.
Going to get ready for Black Friday, even if you're going to go to the shops, or you can be like me and hibernate and stay away from any kind of shopping. Either way, it's a fun show. You'll like it.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, that's right.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. And then from 8 to 9, you'll have Director's Cut, the show that Seth and I tag team together. This week's really special episode, Clip Show. What we're doing is, Seth brought this up. It's been a year since we've been doing the show. We're very excited about that. And as we're getting into the holiday season, we know how busy artists are, people are, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing going to do two episodes here. This first one is going to be featured the best musical artists we had, some of our best featured music.
Some of the ones, especially those that have performed live on the air with us. We really enjoy when they get to do that, and we want to spread that around. We want to highlight those that have
that
so been able to do
that. It's so fun
to
have them in studio.
Oh, it's so great.
Just as a preview, Seth and I came up with an abbreviated list real quick. Ben Shintek, Brad Jansen, Pete Revelle, Jordan Bain, Anna Rebecca, The Lizards, Michael Charles, Kyler Cuzio. Just some of the names
just
you're going to
hear. Just some of the names.
Yep. That's just one year, baby. That's just like that. That's a pretty good one. That's good. That's going to be a fun show. The next one we do will be a focus on more of the interviews and more of the guests that we had on there. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. Also, be on the lookout next month where I'm making these two work with me again, because we're going to do a Christmas episode of Director's Cut like we did last year with the three of us.
Yeah.
I want that to be a new tradition. I think that was fun.
There was a lot more of those. Yep.
We'll get into the 6 rules for group text Monday. We'll do that Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll come back with some That Ain't Right, good stories of the day, and plenty more right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 42 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 26 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, wrap up the show for the week. Thank you so much to the best listeners in radio for hanging out with us.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to let the audience decide if this is a That Ain't Right story or not, but I do worry about these people. Someone has finally come forward to stand up to Taylor Swift.
Whoa.
And it's Q102, a Philadelphia top 40 radio station. Not our radio station, them. Not us.
We want to make that very clear.
We do not have the army to fight off the Taylor Swift army. We do not have that kind of people. As you probably know, the Eagles are playing the Kansas City Chiefs Monday night in KC. And as you may also know, Taylor has been all in on the Chiefs since she started hooking up with Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. Well, Q102 has decided to ditch Taylor in favor of City Pride. They're not playing any of her music this weekend all the way through Monday. She'll return to the airwaves on Tuesday. The station says, quote, "This weekend, the only Swift and Kelce we recognize play for the Birds. That would be DeAndre Swift and Travis's brother, Jason Kelce."
That's good.
This will be the first meeting between the two teams since the Chiefs beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 57.
Oh, okay. So it's the hometown of the team.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I mean, I guess something.
For the first time in NFL, in the history of the NFL, Taylor and Travis's parents will be formally introduced.
Ooh.
And that's the true focus of for them, not me.
This is next level stuff here.
How happy is the NFL for this? Like, how, like the biggest, like the NFL for decades has been just printing their own money, just been the King Solomon. And then this happens. And it's just like, man, we don't even have to do anything. We're just sit back.
A pot of gold here.
And just keep on just taking this. Like, and it, even if they break up, it's not going to go away. Like, people are going to hate watch him. Like, they've got material for this, like, for a good year or two at least.
You know, I saw this really, just it was kind of a funny, cute article about Swifties going back and checking out Travis's tweets from like 10 years ago when he was a college kid. And Travis Kelce, he was a total bro. I mean, I saw some of these tweets and they're funny, all the misspelled words and everything like that. It's absolutely hilarious. But I don't know if he understands what happens. He's got to stay in now.
Right.
Because if anything happens, he's done.
He
would be done.
I feel bad for him already.
There's things you bounce back from, and then there's things to follow you the rest of your life.
Yeah. Don't screw this one up, bud.
Don't, man. No.
Ask John Mayer. ask him about that. It doesn't end. It doesn't end well. You better just marry that girl.
Yeah.
Looking at this, the Midday Magazine for a little bit later today. We're wrapping up the week strong. We've got in part one Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston joining us.
Okay.
Got a couple of really interesting things we want to talk about with the senator today. They wanted to make sure that we get into and I'm on the wrong page here. Sorry. And then in part two we wrap up with, of course, our friends at the Historic Point. Boss.
Woo!
Nice. We're going to
talk about holiday with them. wrap up talking with our good friend Mike Hittner about the Nakusa area and keeping history alive over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I wanted to get to some big good stories and some world good stories of the day.
Okay.
Touch on some of these. And does anybody remember Bat Kid?
Vaguely.
Yes.
Yeah, it was one of the most elaborate projects Make-A-Wish ever did, and, and it's hard to believe, but this week was the 10th anniversary, 10-year anniversary of that.
What?
Oh.
Back in 2013, over 10,000 volunteers in San Francisco helped a 5-year-old kid with leukemia named Miles Scott be Batman for a day. It was a big surprise.
Yes.
He had no idea.
Sweet.
And they took him around town. They even had a guy dressed up as the Joker to like, that he had to foil some. Like, they really went all out on
they
the
did.
Whole city did this.
Wow.
Like, they were driving him around all the way through, all over parts of town doing this. Like, it was. I get goosebumps thinking about it. It's one of the most
really
beautiful
remarkable.
Things I've ever heard of in my life. And I didn't think that story could get better. It did. The chief of police got on TV and said he needed Bat Kid's help. Then the Batmobile picked him up. He saved a woman tied to train tracks. Oh, defused a bomb. And it wasn't the Joker. He battled the Riddler as people cheered him on.
Yeah.
And, well, it was maybe the best good story of the decade, and here is the best part of it. Miles is now 15 years old and cancer-free.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Yeah,
that is wonderful to hear.
That is so dang cool, man. I don't know. It's so,
it's so
cool.
Great, yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story right
it
there.
It is.
Two college kids in Oklahoma named Sean and Chance have been living in a retirement home instead of their dorms. They're both studying music. In exchange for doing regular performances, they get to stay rent-free, and the residents love it.
Oh wow. Yes.
Cool.
The University of Tulsa launched the program last year. It's the second year they have done it. I have never heard of this.
I hadn't
heard anything about this.
What an incredible idea.
I know. That is so neat. Not only do you get the cross-generational interaction there, which is just, I mean, we all know how cool and important that is. But anytime you get something like people who are in those homes, any kind of people coming in, interaction, music, anything that they can enjoy to pass the time, it means
especially the ones
so
who don't get any visitors because there are so many.
Mm-hmm. It means a lot.
It's just
and
a really
it's probably
beautiful thing.
Really uplifting for the staff as well.
You'd think. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. I can only think of how far that must go for them.
Yeah, that too.
What a great thing. That should be implemented everywhere. Obviously, they're going to have to be choosy about who they would
right?
put up. It's not going to turn into a frat house. But
yeah, no Travis Kelce. That's all I'm going to say.
that was good. And a grandma in Arizona is gearing up for her eighth Thanksgiving in a row with a random guy she accidentally invited to dinner teen back in 2016.
That's still going.
I remember that story from last year. Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And it gets even better because now you could have dinner with them too.
Oh, what?
The grandma's name is Wanda Dench. She's doing a thing with Airbnb where up to two guests will get to have a Friendsgiving with them this month because, quote, grandmas feed everyone.
Delightful.
You'll stay at Wanda's house for the night, play board games, watch movies, and get to be in their annual Thanksgiving selfie.
Oh, that is so cool.
If you're interested, Airbnb is making a big donation to the charity Feeding America through this project.
Nice.
So awesome. Everybody wins through that one.
Excellent.
That's a cool idea. And I don't know if there's ever been a contest I wanted to win more. I don't know. Like I love spending Thanksgiving with my family, but I think I could do this one.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be neat.
That'd be
pretty
very cool.
That'd be a pretty cool one.
That's so cool.
And I do want to say that to wrap up our local good story of the day is my team here, my staff. Because the people I work with are the greatest you'll ever know and the greatest you could work with. And they've had my back this past week more than anybody ever has. And I'm so, so thankful for it. So I appreciate you. Appreciate the work that you do. And it is noticed and very, very appreciated. Over this weekend, I will not message you any jobs. I will not message you any work. No work all weekend.
Dang, you were making me cry. But
yeah, you were. But he can't keep it. He's got to do the
He's got to throw
that.
The joke.
Got to throw
there,
it in there. Got to end up.
We love you, James.
Help myself.
Good work. This
oh
week.
Man.
Be good to each other. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE Broadcast.